You may recall that the Hudson River terminates in New York City. Most of us wouldn't think that swimming in the Hudson would be too much fun. However, in a moment, I'm going to take you to a place on the Hudson where the waters run cool and clear, and the scenery of tall forests and rocky gorges is amazing. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know. Lindsay Paluk is a raft guide for Adirondack Adventures, based in North Creek, New York, along the Hudson River. You may say, I thought whitewater rafting was something you did out in the western U.S.
This is some world-class whitewater. People from all over the world come here. You think of it to be, you know, more out in west, but the Hudson, this has some really fun read-and-run type of rivers.
Read and run means that while difficult, experienced adventurers can read the waters and run it without a guided run first. Here on the Hudson, you have a lot of history as well.
It's originally a logging river, and so there's a lot of good history with the logging, some of the rapids' names. So there's like the OK Slip Falls, there's Carter's Landings. So like Landing is where all those logs would be backed up, and then an OK Slip would be a call to get those logs down through the river. So there's just really good history.
Many people associate the Hudson River with New York City. To only do so would be missing out on the best parts.
This comes from the top of Mount Marcy. There's only one town that it sees before it gets to us in North Creek. So this is pristine Hudson River water. If you were to follow the river all the way down to New York City, less likely to go swimming in it.
Lindsay enjoys the trips down the river with Adirondack Adventures, and she says she guides a wide variety of folks.
You have a licensed guide, so somebody that is trained to get you down the river. You can be 8 years old, you can be 80 years old, and you can do this activity. It's a great family thing to do together. It's a great thing to do with friends. It's a nice long activity. That's why I like the Hudson.
It's a beautiful area, with the Hudson cutting a gorge through the steep wooded sides of the Adirondacks. Traveling the countryside in North Creek, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.